Are you looking for a place to connect with other women who have similar stories to yours? Come check out Rewritten on Patreon. I am determined to create a community for those of us who have experienced the types of relationships that we talk about on this show. I'm filling it with resources, playlists, live Q&As, private podcast episodes, and so much more. Let's create something magical together. Head on over to www.patreon.com/thescarletedit to check it out. The first month is on me. Welcome to the final part of the first episode of The Scarlet Edit. Let's dive right in. This show is where we talk honestly about modern relationships, including the messy, beautiful, and complicated parts that are often kept quiet. Affairs happen, divorce happens, situationships happen. These relationships can be loving and meaningful, though, even when they don't fit the usual script. Here, there's no judgment, only space to share, reflect, and find understanding. So if you've ever wondered what makes someone start a podcast about the realities behind those experiences, well, you're about to find out. For this kickoff episode, I'm handing the mic to someone who I actually met through podcasting. She was a prior guest on my show and is a brand strategist, business mentor, and former Fortune 100 marketer turned entrepreneur, Samantha Fackler. She's here to ask the questions, pull back the curtain a little, and help you get to know the voice behind this show. Let's get into it.
And if you had, let's say, a friend that, you know, there were flirty vibes, they met someone, there was chemistry, but either one or both of them was in a monogamous relationship, what advice would you give them?
I mean, I've definitely been in this situation, right, with friends. And what's funny, and I think that everyone listening will agree with this, is that like when you want to do something, like you're going to do it, like regardless of what your friends say, right? I mean, it really is, right? Like you could be like, hey, I'm going to go jump off this bridge. I'd be like, oh, the water's pretty shallow. You'd be like, yeah, I'll figure it out. I'm like, okay, like you're going to do it. So like, you know, I'm going to tell you like, hey, this is what could happen. So yeah, I mean, I've definitely had friends in the situation. And I mean, the advice that I've given them is, you know, you're going to tell yourself that you won't let your feelings get involved. You're going to tell yourself that it's just for fun. You're going to tell yourself that like, oh my God, this is great. But you know, at the end of the day, like it's probably going to end up being more than that. You're going to have a hard time dating other people while you're involved in this. And when it ends, it's only going to end because you end it. But I mean, I always support my friends. I mean, that's the thing like too is, and that's another reason why like I think I'm such a great person to do this podcast, to have these conversations with people, because like I've been there. So like, I'm not going to judge you, but I am going to be honest with you. And I am going to tell you that like, hey, this probably is not going to end that great. But I always just tell my friends like, hey, look, you can talk to me about everything. I want to be there for you. And the thing is too, is it's like, they also need a friend, you know, and I don't know that everybody understands that. I mean, I had a friend who was having an affair. And so it's like, it's an interesting position to be in because you want to see your friends happy. You want to see them experience things in life that you've either experienced yourself and you've loved and valued, or that they've never experienced, but you have always wanted them to, or maybe they've just had like shitty relationship after shitty relationship. And then something like this comes along. I mean, at least for me, it's like, you got to be there for them too, when it all falls apart. Cause it's like, there's all these different feelings all at once. And then there's also that, you know, before something starts, there's also that like level of mystery and it's, ooh, like, wait, what? And it's like temptation and it's all of these feelings wrapped up in one. And sometimes our bodies just take over. And even when our minds know that it's not the best decision, we end up making it anyway.
Yeah. And I mean, love can be irrational, right? It's
totally
not necessarily this logical A plus B equals C type thing. And I think what is fascinating about what you've shared so far is like, there's such a broad spectrum of relationships. So withholding judgment and looking at them while being honest seems to be your group here, especially with the Scarlet Edit.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like my mantra for friendship has always been, you know, unless you're being physically or emotionally hurt by yourself or somebody else, like you do you. because we're all individuals and we're all going to make decisions that like maybe like I've probably made decisions that you wouldn't make. You've probably made decisions I wouldn't make. But like that's the beauty of life. Like if we were all carbon copies, like how boring would that be? So I've always tried to be like a very like a place that people can share with and talk to and come to for, you know, advice or support or whatever it may be. And it's interesting because like, as my life has evolved, like I am one of those people where like people will just tell me things. And I've thought to myself on plenty of occasions, like, you don't really know me that well. That was kind of a big share, you know? And I'm like, wow, okay. I now know way too much about you. But, you know, I'm glad that I can be that place of comfort for people. And yeah, I mean, and don't get me wrong. It's not like I'm just this like all perfect, non-judgmental person. Of course, I judge the shit out of things and people. Like we all do. It's like we're human beings. But I think for the most part, it's like it comes from a place of I want the best for you. I want you to see you the way I see you. And I want you to go out and tackle life and love and get every single thing that you want because you deserve it. And so if I can play a role in hyping you up or in talking you through a hard time or in being like an honest sounding board, you know, one of my friends, I love her approach and I don't know how long she's been doing this for, but it is definitely something that I am very strongly implementing into my approach is straight up just asking like, hey, are you just venting right now or do you want feedback? And I think it's like such a beautiful thing to say to somebody because then it opens the door for them to even feel more comfortable. Like I had a situation last week and I had texted her and I said, hey, can you talk? And she literally said that. She's like, are you just venting right now or do you want my like honest thoughts on this situation? And I was like, no, I really want your thoughts on it. And she's like, okay, great. And then she shared with me. So it was cool. And I think that we all deserve friends like that. So I want to be that friend.
I love that. And especially the way that you talk about our friends deserve the ultimate and all these positive experiences. And you also shared before, you kind of gave us a teaser, like you do believe that there is that big love for you in this life. So I'm curious, shifting lens to the future now, like what do you want out of that partnership based on all the relationship experiences that you've had?
Yeah. I mean, I know that like whoever I end up with, like it's going to be very fun and very real and very honest. And we are going to be people that like know everything about each other and that want to spend all of our time together and that like laugh and just have a really good time. Obviously, he'll know this whole story and all my other journeys along this path and is going to be okay with it. And, you know, it's interesting too, just as a little aside, I felt like, you know, when this relationship ended, at first I was like, oftentimes when you get back out in the dating world, people are like, oh, how long have you been single? Or what was your last relationship like? And then you kind of start talking about it. And at first I was, I'll just be honest and like say that I was in a relationship with a man who was married and blah, blah, blah. Well, I stopped doing that because I felt like it was literally insane. Like I was attracting men who on paper were everything that I wanted, except they weren't 100% single. And I was like, oh God, like this sucks. Like I don't want to, like, I'm not going down this road again. Like this really, really sucks. So I was like, okay, universe, like, what are you trying to teach me? Because literally on paper, it was like everything, right? And so I was, okay. So I was like, well, I'm just going to like continue like working on myself and continue like, you know, looking inward, if you will. And I was very much more, you know, keeping that part of my life private and kind of operating under the mantra of like, oh, you need to be like worthy to know all of the details about me. And I'm not going to just offer that up at the very, you know, over the first few dates. So now, you know, I'm putting it out into the world on a podcast. So who knows what that will bring. But, you know, I'm super optimistic and I know that I've built a phenomenal life for myself. So I just want someone to come along and add to that. You know, I'm not looking to, I don't want any projects. I don't want anybody who's not single. You know, it's like one of my friends, some guy that lived in her building, she was like, oh my gosh, you should meet him, blah, 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 blah. So he came and met up with us for a drink. And within like the first 5 minutes, you know, he's like, oh, so I'm sure she told you, but, you know, I'm just separated. I'm not divorced. And he goes on this thing and I just immediately like tune out and I'm like, no, no, I'm like, no. And I'm thinking to myself too, like, you obviously didn't tell her this because she is a good friend of mine. She knows that I literally only date people that are like as single as possible. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, not as possible, like they have to be single, like, and I don't even want to date you if you like, if your divorce papers were dry yesterday, like you got to spend some time on your own. You got to figure yourself out, like, you know, get comfortable in your own skin. Don't just go looking for someone else to, you know, have a relationship with or take care of you.
Right. You want them to meet you where you are at. And it is very clear that you've done so much self-reflection and have been through so much in general with relationship.
You've probably heard me mention my podcast strategist, Juliana Barbati, and for good reason. Whether you're launching from scratch or refining a show that's already live, her podcast marketing and production agency handles the back end so you can stay focused on your message. She's been a huge part of my journey, and I always recommend her. You can head to julianabarbati.com or check the show notes for the link and let her know I sent you.
So I'm curious, kind of closing this part out here, like, how have you changed from before that relationship to now as Nikki?
Oh, gosh. I mean, you know, it's so crazy to look back, like from before then to now. I grew up so much in my 30s. And I think that, you know, by the time my marriage ended when I was, I guess, like 38, 39, like in between like the end of 38, beginning of 39, and I think it really comes down to like confidence is one. And I think feeling like a woman, as weird as that might sound, and I feel like I need to explain that a little bit, I don't think that I actually felt like a woman until, I don't know, it was just like I was already in my relationship with the man who was married. And I remember he brought me a cup of coffee in bed one morning. And I literally just got like emotional. And I was like, is this what this feels like? It was weird. It's not like no one had ever brought me coffee before, but there was just something about like that moment and that act. And I was just overwhelmed. But I also think a lot of it is just confidence. I think a lot of it is experience. And it's like we keep evolving. I think the acknowledgement that we keep evolving is also a big one too. I remember in my early 20s thinking to myself, like, when I turn 30, I'm gonna be blah, 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 blah. And I'm gonna feel blah, 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 blah. And it's like I had turning 30 as like this pivotal age that was gonna make me, I was gonna feel so differently. And then I got there and I'm like, I'm the same dipshit I was yesterday. And that was crazy. And then I turned 40 and I was like, okay, like now I'm 40. And then when I ended that relationship, it was so hard. Like the first maybe month I was kind of going through the motions and like drinking, and it was like over the holidays. So I was just kind of like distracted. And then I got really sick with some weird ass virus. And so, you know, then it was like, okay, then it's New Year's. And oh, and then I got COVID. I mean, it was just like a mess, right? So like once all of that was kind of behind me, it was like I had this like moment where I was like, okay, you got to work through this because it was incredibly painful. And even telling people, like I remember, you know, at that time I worked for a company and I managed a team, and I think I had 20 or so people on my team. And I remember I was so like, I was in physical pain, and I was like, I had to tell them because I was just not myself. And I remember one day, it was like where I hit like the rock bottom of like working through all of it. And I was just so incredibly sad. And I remember I was in the bath at lunchtime and I was just sobbing, like those deep, just from the depths of your soul sobs. And I ended up going to sleep that night. And then I woke up the next day and I just remember I was on Zoom with one of the girls on my team. I'll just never forget this. And I just remember she looked at me, she's like, how are you? And it was like, it was so genuine. And at that time, have you ever gone wine tasting and they give you like their best wine that's probably like, you know, $200 a bottle or something. And the glass feels almost like it's like made out of paper. It's like that very thin glass. And you're just like, oh my God, if I break this, it's probably a $50 wine glass. That's what I felt like that day. I felt like I was just so fragile, but I also actively remember that like, okay, this was like day one of like being on the up. Cause I was like yesterday, like that was rock bottom. Like that was the worst of it. But yeah, I mean, I had a couple of months of being a little crazy, but then I was like, let's get your shit together. Like, let's focus on you. Here's what's funny. So I was like, okay, this has been like the most mentally challenging year, clearly the most emotionally challenging year. Those two kind of go hand in hand. So I wrapped up the end of that year with doing the 75 hard challenge. I was like, why don't I throw on a physical challenge as well? To really just, you know, hit it all where it hurts. But it was actually a really good thing. I'm glad that I did that.
Okay, amazing. So you had a full journey with this, hitting rock bottom after. Yeah. But coming back to today, and you've said this a couple times, but like you love where you're at right now. And I mean, yeah, you're recording
totally
Greece right now, which is so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, you're traveling, right? You're doing you, you're doing the things that you enjoy. So you're definitely in this place where you're probably closer, if not already here, to like finding that energetic match of whichever love might potentially come in.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I truly believe. Like, I am so confident that like he is out there and we just haven't bumped into each other yet. And we will.
Is there anything else that you want to share with listeners about this podcast and what they can expect?
Oh my gosh. So I mean, I know I've already said the reason that I started this, right? And well, I mean, if I go a little bit deeper into the reason, I started this truly because I was at a crossroads with myself, with kind of like making my mark in the world, if you will. And I felt like while I was putting out so much great content with Round Two podcast, it was more focused on my guests than it was focused on me, which is totally fine. Like that was the point of it. And I'm not saying that this podcast is going to be all about me, but I think by sharing my story and I think by sharing what I've been through, that is going to drive some deeper conversations with the different guests that I have coming on the show and the different guests that I know will come on the show that, you know, I don't even know yet. And I want this to be a place for everyone. You know, I want it to be a place for women who have had affairs. I want it to be a place for women whose husbands have had affairs. I want it to be a place for women who have been divorced. I want it to be a place for women who have been stuck in a situationship and are like, get me the fuck out of here, but they don't know how to do it. I mean, divorce is another topic that I can't wait to talk in further detail on. Situationships, I cannot wait to talk in more detail about those and like the crazy things that they can lead us to do when we're just so enamored and wrapped up in them. But I also want to talk with like women who are successfully and happily married. Like, I want this to be whatever it needs to be for who is listening. So if you need to feel like, oh my God, there's someone out there that's been through the same thing as me, great. I want you to be here. If you want to just listen because you're genuinely curious about all that's going on in today's dating world because you've been married for 25 years, come on in. This is literally for everyone. And I just feel like it's needed. That's why I decided to create it.
Yeah, it seems like you really talk about the relationships in their most real light, and especially the ones that people shy away from talking about.
Yeah.
And provide a space.
And it's like, I want people to feel comfortable.
Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely. And the connection part is like so huge, because that was what I was going to bring up next. I love community. There's one podcast that I listen to. I've literally been listening to it since day one. They started it in 2017. Okay. So like I'm going on 8 years of being like a loyal listener, and they've created a great community. I've met cool people because of this podcast. Like one woman, I've never met her in person, but we connected years ago, probably in like 2018, we connected. We've been following each other on Instagram since then. She just had a baby. Like I sent her a baby gift. We were DMing last night and she was like, oh my God, like my baby smells so good. And I think of you every time I put this lotion on her. And I was just like, that's so cool. And we've never met in person, you know? So that piece of community I think is so necessary. And especially with this topic, there are people out there who are having affairs who literally cannot tell any of their friends. There are people out there who are getting divorced and whose parents are like super upset with them because they're getting divorced and they need people to talk to. I mean, I'm sure everybody has had these moments where sometimes it's easier to talk to a person that doesn't know you intimately and you end up spilling your guts to them and then it's harder to tell your best friend that same story, you know? So like the community aspect of this is something that's been really driving me also in creating the Scarlet Edit. So we do have a Patreon community that I'm super excited to launch. All the details of that will be in the show notes. And I am so looking forward to welcoming everybody in with open arms and having some great conversations and having some cool, like members only stuff go on in there and seeing what types of connections people can make in their own lives that can benefit them years down the road.
Beautiful. Yeah, such an amazing space, such a needed space based on everything you shared today and I think what is so common but not talked about. Thank you, Nikki, for having me on to interview you. It's been such pleasure.
Thank you for doing it. I'm so happy that I'm so happy you wanted to. It's funny when I like had the idea to do it this style, I was like, who am I going to ask to interview me? And I was like, oh, Sam. Yeah. I'm going to shout you out also now too, guys. Like I'm sure you heard in the intro, you know, I talked about Sam and her business and what she does, but I actually hired her as my business coach. So she is a huge reason why I am here with this because of her programming and her guidance. So if you're in the market also for a great business coach, check Sam's website out. It'll be in the show notes.
Thank you so much, Nikki. Are there any last words that you want to share with your audience before we officially close?
No, I think we're good. I mean, there's so much more to come, you guys. Like, I am so happy to be putting this out into the world. So if you are listening, thank you for listening. If you know me in real life, there's some more that you might not have known. And if you don't, I look forward to knowing you inside the Patreon community. So come say hi. This episode has you thinking about your own story. You're not alone. I created Rewritten as a place for women to connect, reflect, and share what love has really looked like in their lives. Not the highlight reel, the real reel. Inside, you'll find honest community, live Q&As, and the kind of support that reminds you you're not broken, you're becoming. You'll find the link to join us in the show notes.